This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, sisters and brothers, the loyal family of IRIB English Radio. This is Asma, coming back with a new episode of For a Better Life. So honored and pleased I am. Recently, I just watched a movie that was called Mom and Other Loonies in the Family. I don't know if you have watched it or not, but I can just recommend you to go for it because it's very interesting and very, you know, it's dramatic, it's life, it's real life about a real human being. The thing that enchanted me about this movie was the very fact that it was the life of a generation, actually four generations of a family. So it is a time about 100 years of a family. So just imagine the mother and her daughters. So you can see the mother is telling the story of her life to her daughter, and then she goes through history. So the thing that was very, heartbreaking about this movie was that as you just sit watching these movies, these sort of movies that tell the story of entire family, of some generations of one family, is the fact that you remember yourself. What if somebody comes to make a movie out of my life? Is it going to be a tragedy? Is it going to be a comedy? Is it going to be heartbreaking, heart-melting, heartwarming, inspiring, or anything like that? Well, there was one woman in this movie that I liked so much. She actually had this technique and strategy of her own in facing the problems and the conflicts that happened around her. The only solution that she had for every single problem that happened in her life was to escape the situation and go for migration. She migrated for different cities. She was a mover, I would say. She moved from one city to another just in order to forget one situation, one reality, one problem, one conflict. And it happens to many of us, I suppose. Now, not all people have the courage to face the truth about their lives, and it does not happen for every single person to be that courageous, that brave to just, you know, take the plunge and go in front of the mirror and say, these are the realities about my life, and these are the realities about myself, and I have to change them. Before we get into more of these points, let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back. So speaking of that woman that lived in that story of that movie, I just remembered something which is very interesting. I guess for every single one living out there as a human being, it would be interesting to think about changing our life. The thing that actually I was inspired by about that woman was the fact that she wanted to change everything in her life. That's why for every change that she wanted in her life, she decided to get into another place. Now, her problem was that she wasn't facing the reality. Sometimes for a change in your life, you do not have to necessarily get to change your place. The thing is, the change in your perspective and the change in the way you look at life and you define things for yourself. I suppose that's the most important thing that we should take into consideration, that sometimes we try so hard, but we do not get the life that we wish to have just because we're not changing the way we think. Thinking outside the box is the thing that I always wish I could get the ability for it. Because there are some certain facts in this world that are just set in my mind. But every time I go and rehash them for myself, I say, okay, try to think about it in a different way. Is it possible there'd be another meaning for that action, for that story, for that whatever that you see around yourself and your interaction with other people? So changing your perspective is changing your life. And I guess every single one of us would like to change their lives about considering some certain aspects. Like, as in, I'm a shy person. I would love to change the way I am. So, of course, it would take a lot of energy and effort from you to change that behavior of yours, especially if you are a grown-up, because, you know, it's easier for you to change things when you're younger than when you are older. You know, you cannot change an old leopard's spine because it's just there. But the situation is different for human beings. We have the ability to think, and through these thinkings, we get to find some new methods, new solutions, new ways to get out of the problem or to change ourselves, to change the behaviors that we have, and we think that they must be fixed. As I was just scrolling through some pages in social media, I saw this claim that said, "How do I refresh my mind in 5 minutes?" It was so interesting for me because, you know, it's impossible for you to change your mood, to change your mind, to change the feelings that you have in only 5 minutes. But it seems like it's therapy. So the girl said that this technique was discussed for the first time by Dr. Wenger. I don't know what it's called, so I'm naming it the HAT technique. This is what the girl says. She said that for this technique, you sit straight, close your eyes, imagine the boundary of your head. Now imagine this boundary expanding by an inch. You actually need to see the boundary of your head spreading out. Doing this signal, your brain would pump extra oxygen into your blood. It results in instant energy in your body. It takes less than 5 minutes and charges your mind up. Well, honestly speaking, I used not to believe in these sort of things, but I guess it would work if you focus on it so much. Psychologically speaking, it would do some good for you, and it would have some benefits. So, yeah, I just mentioned this because I wanted to say that every person in this world, in this modern world, would love to change their life in a better format. And for that, we need to meditate and ponder on details that we never thought about. So in order to get a better life, you can sometimes give yourself a break and get to think about some details that you have never thought about. And then just by doing that, you're going to start changing your life.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, but just as the last part of today's episode, let me just read you a part from a segment I have read somewhere and I loved so much about changing life. How to change your life. Read a book. A book you read this weekend can change your life for decades to come. If you can't read, listen. Find podcasts, speeches, essays, anything that opens your mind and makes you consider something you didn't consider before. Pick a few things you're going to devote your life to and let go of everything else. Study the greats, the ones who have walked the path before you. Draft a vision of your highest potential future self, and then trace the elements of their lives back to where you are right now. Embody them slowly. Notice what makes you most envious. That is what you truly want. Notice what makes you feel most regretful. This is what you need to do next. Write down 3 facts you'd like to be true about yourself and repeat them to yourself every day in the present tense. Remember why you came here and what you were meant to do. Trust me, if you just practice all of these things, little by little, you can see the change in your life and in the way you look at life. Thank you for staying with us, and thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.